Matthew chapter 10, verses 30. But the very hairs, let's go to 29 first. Go to 29, go back really quickly, verse 29. Matthew chapter 10, verses 29. Let's go back one, there we go. Are not the sparrows sold for a what? A farthing, and one of them shall not fall on the ground without, say, my daddy. Come on, say, my papa. Verse, keep on going, your father. But the very hairs on your head are numbered. Touch your neighbor, say, my hairs are numbered. And so God knows my name. Fear not. Touch your neighbor, say, fear he not. Therefore he are of more value than the sparrows. Touch your neighbor, say, I'm bad to the bone, baby. Touch your neighbor, say, bad. I'm trying to tell you something. Your daddy thinks that you are the bomb. He thinks you sow the bomb. He's that he was bragging on Job and he got Job into trouble. He went to the devil and he says, did you see my boy Job? Holler at your peoples right here. Did you see my boy Job? Y'all ain't ready. Touch your neighbor, say you ain't ready. He's bragging on you. Father God, help me. In the name of Jesus, you may be seated. Guys, stay right there. Don't leave. Don't leave. Please don't leave. I feel one with you guys. Stay right there. For all the leadership, thank you for one. For those of you that are watching me, God bless you. Please, I believe that God is bringing more now in the 21st century. And I was going to speak on something else, but I feel the Lord wants me to say this. And I'd like to thank the AKAs for being here, because my daughter's an AKA. I don't know, they have all the signs. I think that's the terminology. I don't know too much about it, but I like the AKAs for being here. Is that AKA? Am I saying it the right way? Yeah. So can we give them a hand for being here, because my daughter's one. I have no clue what they do, but I thank God for them. Never in the history of the body of Christ have we seen God move like he's moving globally. If you're only thinking about Springfield, Illinois, you're not thinking like God is thinking. Touch your neighbor, say, he's talking about you. He's not talking about me. Because I see some woman in Paris somewhere. Women don't want to go to Paris. Not in Paris, shopping for something. Anyway, let me just move on. Because they didn't get it. Touch your neighbor, say, you didn't get it. But more than ever before, we see God moving in such an incredible way. But touch your neighbor and say, God always saves the best for last. Illinois, get ready. Woo! Springfield, Illinois, get ready. Woo! You see, because there is miracles, signs, wonders, all these things happening on the continent of Africa. That is a normal thing. Raising the dead is normal. It's normal over there. You're like, oh, raising the dead. Oh, yeah, okay. I'm serious. That miracle is so normal. On the continent of Africa, it's so normal. Sickness, disease, cancers falling off, all these different things just falling off. It's so normal. But for the nation, since the late 2000s, the leadership, the apostolic leadership, where the apostolic was introduced into now the body of Christ, the leadership has shifted into different continents like Asia and Africa, and these different places is where God is raising up tremendous leaders like myself. Don't I look good? Don't hate, baby. I got my mirror right here. And Pastor Jerry got a big mirror in his office right there. Boy, I like this side. They don't like me too much, that side. And everywhere we see where God is raising up leaders, the reason being is because God is about to throw the biggest party that you ever seen. He told his son, he said, son, sit you on my right hand because I'm about to make your enemies my footstool. Because now daddy's saying, I got this. I got this. The Jamaicans say, my run tings. I'm running tings now. Touch your neighbor and say, my daddy's in control. So I want to talk really quickly here on the 12 immutable laws of destiny. And my phone is ringing. If your phone rings in church, you may as well answer it because it might be God. So please have your phone on vibrate. That's including you at home. 12 immutable laws of destiny. Why did God create us? Understanding this most important question gives us understanding and meaning to life. We are all prone to having doubts about who we are. When you look at yourself in the mirror, I need to have plastic surgery and my nose is not big enough. I need to have liposuction. And can I go deeper? Ooh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh, I'm going to mess with some people today. I love this. God has a purpose for your life. And the reason why he has a purpose for your life is because he has a destiny for your life. Touch your neighbor and say, I have a destiny. Our Bible is a map that tells us how to get there. Touch your neighbor and say, read the instructions. Stop reading all these other books that don't mean nothing, of romances and all the stuff that... And because God knows you so much, is that he even knows how many hairs you have on your head and how many you lost, Pastor Jerry. Hey, I'm coming, baby. Can somebody smile? Everybody like so serious. Man, y'all should be the happiest people in the world. Yeah. Y'all got something to be happy about. Yeah. When they started singing that song, I started getting down. Let me tell you something, man. I am so excited. You have no clue. Where I come from in Zimbabwe is a small little town. Bloomfield, is this, what's this? Bloomfield, Illinois? What's it? Springfield. I'm going to get it, baby. I'm going to get it. And I'm standing in Springfield. I'm standing in Springfield, Illinois, as an African, standing in front of you. That's what I'm happy about, because Jesus has done that for me. He's opened doors, what the song Sam says. He's opened a door for me to stand in front of you. So that's what I'm excited about. Touch your neighbor and say, I have a purpose. But in order for this purpose to come forth, there are immutable laws that God has given us. Touch your neighbor and say, keys. He's giving me some keys. Ty Tribbett wrote a song. He says, I got the keys over the enemy. I got some keys over the enemy. You have some keys. And some of you have these keys and you don't even know how to use them. Some of you have a Bentley in your driveway and you don't even know that you have it. Oh, I need to come over here. Here we go. Right here. And you're still catching the bus. Touch your neighbor, say he's talking about you. He's not talking about me. We are all acquainted with laws, the laws of gravity, the laws of thermodynamics, the several natural laws, all these different kinds of laws. And these laws all have functions within them, like the law of gravity. If you go to the stage and you decide to walk on the moon, and all of a sudden you're going to find yourself that gravity is going to pull you down. These laws now have been placed by our Father God. The reason being is so everybody can follow those laws. When God made me, touch your neighbor, say me. He made us in his image and his likeness, but he gave us immunity. The reason being is because there was something about you that God liked. He says, I like you. And you remember the movie? I like you. You forgot the movie. That's Hitch. Remember? I like you. Touch your neighbor, say, God likes you. He really likes you. If he can feed the sparrow, how much more you? Some of y'all are praying for some food, and God is saying, I'm bigger than some food, baby. You won't get it. Touch your neighbor and say, I'm going to get this. If we understand these laws or principles, they will work for you. For example, you know, in the Bible, it says, seek and he shall find. Knock and the door shall be. So these laws work depending on your belief system. If you do not believe, God cannot do anything. Jesus comes and he comes to Jerusalem and he cannot do any miracles. He's God. How does God not do any miracles? He says, I cannot do any miracles because you do not believe. Touch your neighbor, say, we have to believe. Touch your neighbor, say, I have to believe. Touch your neighbor, say, I have to believe. These laws will constantly work regardless of whether you are saved or unsaved. Gravity works whether you're saved or unsaved. Laws also govern the spiritual dimension as well. Let me jump. So the first law, let me first explain immutable. Immutable is defined as not a subject or susceptible or to change or a variation in form of quality or nature, something that cannot be changed. This is what it means. It cannot be changed. It's unchangeable. It's immutable. And it's changeless. And just as natural laws work for us, so does now the spiritual laws work for us. So in the 12 immutable laws that I want to talk about today is that everything God has, number one, is purpose. God will change his plans, but he'll never change his purpose. Because you don't want to rise up here in Illinois, God has to use somebody else and change another plan because you don't want to get it. Touch your neighbor, say he's talking about you. So if you don't get it, God has to raise up somebody right next to you, maybe your cousin or somebody, because you don't want to love the purpose of God. So in the beginning, God, he creates the heavens and the earth. And Genesis 1:26, he says, let us make man in our own image and our own likeness. So this is what he does. So God makes us in, another word for purpose is pose. So anybody watch, what do you call these guys that do weights and they, when they, bodybuilders, there we go. Anybody watch that? Anybody here? There's one person, that's good, that's right here. These guys, what they do is they're in the weight room all day. And what they do is they stand in the mirror and they pose. So when God saw you, before you came to the earth, he saw you in your. Y'all ain't hear what I'm saying to you. Give me a little bit more of my monitor here, please. When he saw you, he says, I see Jerry Doss, and he saw Jerry Doss doing this. Anybody know the prison pose? You know, when they always take pictures, they're kneeling down. In the beginning, God creates and he sees you in this mirror image and he sees. That's why I look at myself in the mirror, because I'm made in the image and the likeness of God. So because I'm made in the image and the likeness of God, I have to. Because when God sees me, all he sees me is like, boy, look at here, look at here, look at here. I'm made in his image and his likeness, and man, boy, oh man. I want to kiss myself. I'm like, oh my God, look at me. Yes, I said it. Because if you don't know who you are, somebody will come and tell you who you are. But the devil is a liar. I came and tell you that you have. Did your neighbor say, I got a purpose? I might have a one pack here. Touch your neighbor, say, don't be fooled. These guys are in the gym. My outer appearance, baby, might not look, but boy, you gotta see me in the spirit. While they in the gym pushing weights, I'm in the prayer room. Shandere basha. I'm pushing. You know how much I'm pushing on the bench? 600 pounds. And guess what I do? Then I go to the mirror and I start looking at my calf muscle and I go. Purpose. Touch your neighbor, say, I got a purpose. Touch your neighbor, say, I've got a purpose. Number two, since God made you, watching me right now, since he made you, this is number two, That means you have a purpose. The fact that the one person empowered by God and acting alone can change the whole world. One person. In Kingdom Dynamics, one person can put 1,000 to flight. Two people can put 10,000. Imagine if me, Pastor Jay, Pastor Jeter, and just 3-4 of us, we all get together in one mind and one accord. Springfield's on fire. All of us in this place right here, just all of us in this place, if we all get into one mind and one accord, the United States is too small. Touch your neighbor, say purpose. Touch your neighbor, say purpose. One man, Abraham, one man changes the whole. Touch your neighbor, say, he's talking about me now. I'm going to change my neighborhood. I'm going to change my neighborhood. Come on, touch your neighbor, say, I'm going to change my neighborhood. I'm going to change my environment at work. Why? Because you have a destiny. Touch your neighbor, say, I have a destiny. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 10. For we are God's created handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to God for good works, which God prepared in advance. You remember, I think it was it Guy Teddy Riley? Let's chill. You see, that's the problem with some of y'all. You ain't chilling. You know why you ain't chilling? Because you don't know. Biggie Small says, and if you don't know and now you know, you remember? Oh boy, I better stop right there. We've got a lot of church folk here. Father, help me. Touch your neighbor and say, you got to know. The reason why I know that I know that I know is because this book right here said it. And if this book said it, I am it. That's why I got a little arrogance on me and a little swag. You know why? It's because, boy. Don't hate on me because I'm pretty, baby. God has prepared and he's planned your mission from the beginning. In Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 5 to 15. Before I formed you in my womb, I already knew you. For those of you that don't know God, that are watching me, let me tell you something. He knows you by your name. If he knows the sparrows and he knows all the lions in Zimbabwe, how many of you are going to come to Zimbabwe with me? Thank you. Right here. Come on. Go see real lions. I ain't talking about this that you see in the zoo. There ain't no lions. There's no kittens. You won't see them lions right there. They got scars on their face. They've been through some war and some battle. And even when you pass, they just look at you and be like, boy, you don't even know nothing. Why did I say that? Before he even formed you, he already knew you. So much so the sparrows, he already knew you. Touch your neighbor, say, God's got you on his mind right now. Touch your neighbor, say, purpose. Touch your neighbor, say, purpose. In that scripture, he says, I already formed you. He comes and he has to reform the form that he gave in Genesis chapter 1:26. It's because now sin comes in and all of a sudden messes up everybody. So we are born into sin. But thank God for Jesus. Because Jesus comes and he restores everything that the devil stole. But before he leaves in John, he says, I'm giving you the keys to get back to the form. And the reason why we're struggling today is because we are not following the form. I beseech thee therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto me, which is your reasonable service. But be not conformed. Don't conform yourself to the system of the world. But be what? What does that word transform mean? It means a journey. Trans means journey. I'm going through a journey. That's why we said in the first service, read your Bible. Them people didn't go to Sunday school. Pastor Jerry, I think we need to really start just the Sunday school service right here. Read your Bible, pray every day, and you. And you. And you. Come on, sing it with me. Read your Bible. People are still in bondage. They're still in bondage. They're wondering why, where's my next meal coming from? And God is already saying, I've given you the keys. Because I am already chilling on the throne, and all I need you to do is access the heavens. Because when you access the heavens, I've already given you the power. Deuteronomy 8, I've given you the power to get wealth. Touch your neighbor, say he's talking about you. He's not talking about me. Number, what was that? That was number two? Are you sure? Number three, when God created you, he equipped you with gifts. You know, we were praying in the first service. The problem with me is that I'm moving the office of the prophetic, and the Lord will show me things on people. Is that even the Holy Spirit will tell me, don't tell them, because they won't even believe it. Some of you are so gifted in this place. So gifted. Touch your neighbor and say, I got to get this. He equipped you with gifts that when released, all the heaven resources that would ever be needed right here on earth. So let me give you an example. In the continent of on the continent of Africa, there are men and women right now that are walking with no shoes on their feet, that are walking 3 miles just to get to one service. 3 miles. They're walking. So if church starts at 9 o'clock, they're leaving at 6 o'clock, just walk to church, one service. And guess what? They got no roof. So who was late today? Touch your neighbor and say, I wasn't late, I was here early. Listen to me, I'm telling you something here. And as they walk in, these guys are operating in so much faith. Sickness, disease, they're raising the dead. These guys are so powerful. But hear me what I'm saying. Is that the kingdom dynamics that they're supposed to have, that they can't even believe God for $1 to catch a bus, because the bus will take them literally 15 minutes to get there. So there's something wrong with the dynamics of the mind of that particular African person. It's because there's not a lot of kingdom inside of them to say that God has already given them transportation. Touch your neighbor and say, we've got to change our mind. Touch your neighbor and say, we've got to change our mind. Because God has created and he's equipped us already for this. So some of you are gifted in this place. You've got to start working that gift. You've got to start working it. Michael Gladwell wrote a book. It's called The 10,000 Hour Rule. Anybody read that book? It's called The 10,000 Hour Rule. He said, anything you do for 10,000 hours, so you play the drums for 10,000 hours, you play the bass for 10,000 hours, you play the keyboard for 10,000 hours, automatically, if you do it properly, you become a professional. Touch your neighbor and say, we've got to work our gifts. So let me show you why I'm saying this. It's because the rest of the world think that we're a joke. Go to Dubai. Anybody been to Dubai yet? Not one person. Father, give them. So boy, in the 21st century, they're stuck in Illinois. 21st century, stuck in Springfield, Illinois. And there's a whole world out there. China. Huh? New Zealand. Brazil. Copacabana Beach. Whatever. There are gifts inside of you that God's saying that you got to work. You have to work these gifts. Now, I believe that the Lord is about to pour out His Spirit in this church, and not only this church, but this little region more than ever before. There's going to be an open heaven that's coming to this church more than ever before. But hear me, hear me. If you look at what David did, David, the reason why God blessed David is because David, he had his ears and his eyes and everything opened, and these people, gifted people, started coming. We've got to start working these gifts, because there are people that are out there that are so gifted that are coming. Touch your neighbor and say, you got to work your gifts. Touch your neighbor and say, you got to work your gift. Number four, everything God gives you, He gives in seed form. So here's God in the beginning. God is from the masculine gender. God is always sowing seed. The reason being is because, oh, I love some women. Boy, women, I tell you. Boy, women. Now, I'm not saying I love women in that way. Don't get me wrong, no. What I'm saying is that women are probably the greatest species on earth. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'll tell you why. It's because everything that a male has is in seed form. But a woman, she takes it and she grows it and makes it 10 times bigger. I am not who I am without Joey. That's my wife. You think I'm playing? I am not who I am without Joey. I ain't as fine as I am without Joey. You all say, you ain't what I'm saying to you. It's because everything that I am, she has exalted and made it even bigger. God, when He sowed a seed into this world, He sent one seed named Jesus. And He sends the seed and He says, as I sow the seed, my word don't come back void, baby. He sows the seed and all of a sudden this thing explodes, and guess who you have? I am the seed of Abraham. I am the seed of what? Of Jesus Christ. That's why I tell you this right here. This is so important that you start developing the gifts that are inside of you. It's because it's not about you. It's because of God's purpose of what He wants to do through you to reach not only just Illinois. Why am I saying Illinois? Springfield. There's somebody in Ghana right now, some African woman in Ghana right now that needs your help. And you stuck here in Springfield because you don't want to work your gift. Oh, I'm preaching better than you responding. I'm going to be catching a plane tomorrow, so I'll be good. Pastor Jerry's going to come clean up whatever I messed up anyway. So if I'm hurting you, good. If I'm kicking you, good. If I'm pinching you, good. I didn't come to give you a hug. If you need a hug, I'll send you to... I better behave myself. Father help me. I looked at Pastor Jerry. Pastor Jerry is such a pastor. I love him so much. Touch your neighbor and say, I have a purpose. The seed form that God gives you is the Word of God. Because the Word of God, according to John chapter 1 verse 1, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was. And so now in John chapter 1 verses 14, He becomes flesh. So in other words, this book is alive. 66 book, it's alive. This book is so alive, it will knock your head in. Anybody watch cartoons here? Anybody? One of my cartoons is Popeye the Sailor Man. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Hold up. Give me some water. Somebody's sleeping here. Give me some water. Don't you sleep on me. I promise you, if you sleep on me, I will splash this water on you. Do not sleep on me. I'm the one that flew in a plane. I'm the one that's losing my voice so I can come and ignite you. Don't sleep. That's why we are where we are. God is trying to move. Yeah. One of my favorite cartoons is Popeye the Sailor Man. Da 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 da. Popeye the Sailor Man. How many of y'all like Batman? Batman, Batman. I hate Batman. But what I don't understand about Popeye, he wants to save Olive. Did you see Olive? Abby's like, she's like from Ethiopia. She's so shy. I'm like, girl, you need to eat something. You know, feed her some fat or some lard. I mean, like, why you want to save her, Popeye? The reason why they have superheroes is because God has created now those men to bring superheroes, because he's trying to tell you, you are super. Listen to me. Listen to me. When you in trouble, so let me give you an example. So I'm in Brazil, and while I'm in Brazil, I'm in this place right here, and all of a sudden I started feeling uncomfortable because I'm downtown, and there's a whole bunch of crackheads and all these people, and they said, Pastor, you got to be very careful. You can't wear no jewelry there because they'll rob you and stuff like that. Guess what I have? Guess what I did? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Y'all can't play that? And guess what I did? I took my spinach. Psalm 27. I'm in the middle of São Paulo somewhere. And I took my spinach and I said, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? I felt like Popeye. I called Joey, my wife. I said, baby, I know you're not olive, but baby, I feel strong. I came to tell somebody here today that when you start eating your spinach, are we going to have spinach after church? Touch your neighbor and say, I have a purpose. I'm nearly done. Ooh, I went over my time. I'm 5 minutes over my time. Am I helping anybody? Yeah. Number five. It is your responsibility both to develop and grow those gifts. Number six. I got to move on. Am I helping you? Yeah. Don't lie, you in church. This is very important. Am I helping you? Yeah. When you achieve the purposes of God, and this is our close. I'll close with this. God has created you. These things will start to happen. These three things will start to happen. You will experience inner fulfillment. So the reason why I'm speaking about this message is because when Paul is talking in the book of Corinthians, in the Corinthian is the immature church. It's the one of the first churches that are so immature. And he's speaking to them and he says, when you get enlarged, so I promise you here, you that are watching me right now, when your faith gets enlarged, when you start growing, when you start working these gifts and you begin to find purpose, this church is too small. Me and Pastor Jerry went through a neighborhood this morning and we started praying for the neighborhood right there. You know why the neighborhood's not here? It's because of you. When you start to grow, all of a sudden, God says, oh, I can pour. Because God wants to pour. He's been wanting to pour. But he's waiting on you. Touch your neighbor, say, he's waiting on you. Number one, you will experience fulfillment and peace and satisfaction. Number two, God's kingdom purposes and his objectives will be advanced completely, straight away. You don't even have to ask Pastor Jerry what to do. All of a sudden, you just find yourself doing it. Number three, your success will give you incredible influence and a voice. The Bible says a poor man has no voice. So stand. Touch your neighbor and say, it's time to eat your spinach. Some of you are eating the spinach and you don't even know you're eating spinach. Because it tastes like collard greens. Some of you are eating spinach and it tastes like green beans. The word of God is only going to be what you want it to be. Touch your neighbor and say, I'm never going to be the same again. For those of you that are watching me right now, Everybody close your eyes right here in this building. We believe it for people right there that are watching us right now. Father, I speak the purposes of what you have designed for this city, Springfield, Illinois. I speak the original intent of the purposes of God for this particular city, because your glory cannot come until the purpose are lined up to what you want. So for those of them who are watching us right now, Father, I speak that you would ignite them in purpose more than ever before, that they will find the position that you have called them to for such a time as this, for such a crucial time. So I give you praise and I give you glory for them as you touch them in their homes. Come and give the Lord a hand for them. This morning I spoke about the 8 wounds of the Spirit. 8 is the number of new beginnings. Somebody's about to go to a new beginning here today. And the Lord's saying, you've got to work this thing because I have a purpose for your life. Some of you have been putting the Lord off, and you've been putting him off, and you've been putting him off, and you keep on putting him off. It's time. It's time. It's time. Everybody put your hands on this plow and let's push this thing. Everybody in this building, let's push this thing. Where's my young people at? Young people, I'm telling you, you better listen to me. You are probably the most incredible and gifted people I've ever seen in my life, especially in the United States of America. And you people are world changers. You world changers. And there's people in India, people in China, people in Papua New Guinea, places that I've been, people in Brazil, in Colombia, in Argentina, in Mexico, that need you so bad, but you're not working this gift. And God is saying it's time. Because out of an apostolic house like this comes leaders. Listen to me, I'm talking about leaders that will go and change the trajectory of the whole country. Yes, it's in you, young people. Touch your neighbor and say, I'm going to work this thing. Touch your neighbor and say, I'm going to work this thing. Pastor Jay, please come up. I don't know if I helped anybody here today. Thank you. I just needed the two of them. I'm not worried if people didn't want to get help. If you're looking for revelation, can I say what I want to say? If you're looking for revelation, if you're looking for great, great articulate words, go to YouTube. There's a bunch of preachers on there. They'll give you a lot of revelation. But I'm here today because I'm looking for somebody to join this army, baby. This is a bad, bad army right here. Because we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but there's things that are holding these neighborhoods back, that are holding different countries back. And I'm looking at people, weapons of mass destruction. You have them in you. They're in you right here. So I just came to ignite something inside of you to tell you that your purposes are so valuable in the season. And it's time for us to work it. Give the Lord a hand.
Thank you, Jesus. I mean, give him a real good praise. Thank you, God. This is a time of impartation. And there are those that, when Pastor Bismarck and I were talking about him expanding us, and I'm one of the ones that's been expanded because, you know, truth be known is that it's easy to live in this straight line. And sometimes it's easy to even be, what's the word, just safe. That's the word. How many know Jesus didn't live a safe life? God is calling us to adventure. Are you all listening to me? Adventure means getting out of your comfort zone. It means talking to people that you normally wouldn't talk to. It means service not being like it used to be. And that's hard for some of us. Can I be the first one to admit it? I kind of like it to be straightforward, and then but then God says, no, sometimes I want to do something different. And when Pastor Bismarck told me that he was connected to the church of Tommy Tenney, and I was reading the book where it talked about that the God Chasers. And the part that blew me away is they said they were having church on a Sunday. They had been praying, first of all, because we have to be a praying church and a believing church and a church of expectation. And they were praying and they were worshiping. And they said that true story, that the pulpit split in half, the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God. And you said, but that, Pastor, that's too far out. No, God can do abundantly above anything that we can ask, think, or imagine. But we have to prepare our hearts to say, God, your will be done in here. How many of you are ready for God to just do something so explosive? Bodies healed, souls saved, drug addicts delivered, set free, Springfield changed, Central Illinois empowered. God sent someone today to share, to bring it. And you know my personality is a little different, but God sent us a crazy man today, a wild man that preached the word of God.